people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and can't wait to see you Wednesday. She's coming in. One of her friends had a baby she's coming to see, and getting out of Prescott, Arizona, I'll give you an update. I think I told you last week that they were, and it was scary to hear about, they had a big forest fire very close to them, their cabin up at 7,000 feet in the Prescott area, Prescott, Arizona. And they've got it contained now for a while. I think the burn conditions, the fire hazard conditions are still really high out there, and hopefully it won't pop up again. But right now things are good. So I look forward to seeing her in person. We talk and share stuff all the time, but don't live in the same city. Here's this week's Mother Earth news tip, and rather than going through all the details on this, we'll put this on our website as we do with all the reports that they send us. This one is about building your own homemade wind turbine using parts out of GM, Ford, or Dodge trucks, and setting up 12-volt batteries, and a pretty cool thing, especially for those of you that live out in the country and have room to do this. You can also find it, I'm sure, on their website. Their website is motherearthnews.com for a free newsletter. And to register for events, you can do it right on the homepage of motherearthnews.com. And we'll put more details about this wind turbine generator, doing it, making it at home on our on dirtdoctor.com. And this is brought to you by Espoma. Espoma products I've been talking about a lot with people who call me and say, hey, where can I buy products that fit the program that you talk about? Well, the Espoma products are excellent, very high quality potting soils and fertilizers, amendments, and all kinds of related things to what I'm talking about all, over and over and over again. Beautiful packaging. And the really good news is they're available across the country. So just go to espoma.com. For a location near you, or just ease on down to the local hardware store, and you might find the Espoma products right there, E-S-P-O-M-A, espoma.com. Let's get caught up again. Here's John in San Angelo, Texas. Hey, John.
Hey, Howard. Do you have any ideas how to keep the mud daubers from building nests inside my equipment?
Yeah, I do, but let's chat about it a little bit. What kind of, are they building on the walls of a building or on the equipment itself?
No, they're building in the channels of my cedar.
The channels of your cedar?
My no-till cedar.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And they're hard to clean out. It'd be easier to keep them out. But
are you sure they're mud daubers and not plug bugs? You know what a plug bug is?
They make these nests with a baby in each one of the holes.
Yeah, that may be a plug bug. If you look at my website under leaf cutting bees or plug bugs, it'll be there, and they do the one at a time. A mud dauber is going to make a battery of finger looking tunnels, and they have inside each one of those tunnels their babies, and they kill spiders. Their favorite food is black widow spiders, and that's why we don't recommend killing them if they're just on the wall of a building or something. But if they're screwing up your equipment, that's a whole different issue.
Yeah, these are mud daubers.
Okay, you can see the wasp like flying around.
Yeah, it's a mess when they clog up the flow of the seed.
Well, I don't like killing them because they're very beneficial, but I understand that you've got a problem. And what I would do is spray orange oil at two ounces per gallon of water. And see
how much?
2 ounces per gallon of water is as strong as you need. And if that doesn't work, I think it will, but if it doesn't work, you could also look at using the spinosad product, especially the one that has spinosad and soap in the same mixture.
Okay.
The other thing I would probably advise you to do is when you spray the orange oil, add some hot pepper to it, so you're creating a garlic pepper tea. That will repel them long term better.
See
what I mean? And the garlic pepper tea formula is under guides on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
Right. I updated it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I would try. And if you could get some photographs of that, I'd really appreciate you sending it to me. I need to add that to our insect control information on the website and everything.
All right.
Send me some shots to info@DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, partner. Interesting problema. Let's see what Dave is up to in Dallas. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Howard. I need you to save my ankles and feet. I'm being attacked when I sit out in the patio by little gnats and can hardly even see them. And, you know, we've seen a lot of ads for this Dynatrap thing.
Mm-hmm.
Any credence to that? Does it have any value?
I got one in the backyard, and I think there's something to it, Dave. It doesn't eliminate the problem, but my wife is a great test case. Mosquitoes bother her when they don't, you know, bother me at all, and it drives her crazy. And it cuts down on it. It doesn't eliminate it. We've also discovered one of the own skin products that we've had around for a year or so. Judy keeps trying different things. She's tried cactus juice and the homemade formula that you make from various kinds of things, including vanilla and all that, and none of it works very well for her except this latest product, and it comes from Garland, Texas, and it's the Scent Shop in Garland, and I have not been able to contact them yet and talk about it, but several garden centers may have it in stock because the same company makes those little egg-shaped ceramic things that you put essential oil down into. You've probably seen those.
Yeah.
The same company makes those eggs that didn't work for us all that well as this own skin product, and it works for Judy really well, and that's saying a lot because she really has a hard time repelling them.
Okay. Can I sneak in one more question?
Sure, sure.
I've got a beautiful fig tree in my backyard that is probably, easily 16 feet across, and it's grown into the side of the house and on the roof, and it's just full of figs right now.
Good.
When is it the timing to have it trimmed? I don't want to do it now because my wife would shoot me.
Well, the best time to do it as far as the horticulture of the tree is never.
Right, I understand that.
But as far as production goes, when you're finished with the crop, you know, when we get into late summer and it's not producing anymore, you can cut it back any time. The only thing to worry about at that point is if you cut it back too early, you're going to send out some new growth, and then it's going to be tender when the first hard freezes come. So waiting until fall to do it probably is the best thing because the figs form, as you know, on new growth. So cutting it back in the fall or the winter is no problem. We've got the biggest one I've ever seen in my life about a block from our house in Lakewood. And the guy for years cut it back to about 8 feet tall, and then it would grow to 30 feet, you know, in 1 year. But he's or close to it, but he's stopped cutting it back now. And I've noticed something that is pretty important. It's producing a whole lot more crop now that he's not cutting it back than when he did it every year, you know.
Yeah, I just need to get it off of the roof. I'm afraid of the damage from that. That's the only reason why I'd even touch it.
Do it anytime you have to, but the fall is probably the best.
I think I'll wait for that. Howard, thank you, buddy. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, thank you. Let's go to Mary Alice in Fort Worth. Hey, Mary Alice.
Hey, how are you doing, Dr. Dirt? We're glad you're Dr. Dirt, whatever. I'm not sure what to call you.
You can call me Dr. Dirt, Dirty Dirt, Doctor of the Dirt, whatever.
My dad was a long, devoted listener of yours in garden till he was 93 and never touched anything but your product.
That's great to hear.
And I've inherited his yard, so I have a question about that.
Okay.
For the first time, I'm trying to grow tomatoes this year, and they have just done wonderfully, beginner's luck or something, except that we started noticing the plant on one end, the leaves were turning yellow. And it was at the end, and we thought, well, maybe it's getting too much sun. And then we discovered those commonly called leaf-footed bugs mm-hmm, on our sunflowers. Mm-hmm. Who were wilting, and we followed some directions and killed the bugs, drowned them in soapy water and that sort of thing, and cut down the sunflower plants. But then we started seeing these leaf-footed bugs on our tomato plants. And we tried soap and water, and I hand-picked them and drowned them, but... they're continuing to, even though we're still producing tomatoes quite well.
Mary Alice, can you hold with me through this break and we won't be rushed?
Great.
Okay, hang with me. We'll talk about those when we get back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Don't go away.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks don't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Well, I'm a little slow sometimes, but it just dawned on me, third hour of the show, why my tea is coral colored. Looking at the world through rose-colored tea, I put bronze fennel in it. It just dawned on me that I grabbed some of the lemon verbena and I was walking away. That my bronze fennel had gotten big, and I noticed that caterpillars had been cutting off the top of it, which I don't bother them because I love the butterflies. And I grabbed a handful of the foliage of the bronze fennel, and that's where the coral, the pink color, came from. A little slow. We were talking with Mary Alice about her tomatoes doing great. Mary Alice, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I think the first thing that probably ought to be said is that you said you're having overall really good luck. It probably comes from your father doing the wonderful building the soil with organic products over the years that you're getting the advantage of.
Yes, and I also added to, I enriched the soil and did some, you know, fish emulsion, for fertilizer.
That's great.
Like that.
Continue to do the same thing. You say you have one plant on the end that is yellow. And is it on the low end by any chance as far as grade change?
It might be slightly. And I wondered about water and drought. And I carefully drip water on them every day for, 15, 20 minutes. The soil is moderately moist.
I think that one is probably staying a little wetter than the others because it's on the end like that. That's always my first guess when an end plant's looking bad. Use a probe, a golf club shaft or a pipe probe and see, and you might cut back on the water, and that'll probably solve things. If you drench that area with the hydrogen peroxide mixed with water, 50-50, or cornmeal juice, soak about a cup of whole ground cornmeal in a 5-gallon bucket of water and drench that in the area, that will knock back the fungus that may be associated with it staying too moist.
Well, let me ask you this. We're finding these leaf-footed bugs, but not every time. I go out there like 6 or 7 times a day trying to, pick them off. And sometimes I see them, sometimes I don't see them at all. I know they hide. And our plants are enormous and still producing, but the brown leaves are moving to the middle of the area where I have the tomato plants in a row. And I don't know really if the brownness of the leaves is from the leaf-footed bug.
No, it's not. It's from early blight that everybody gets. It's a fungal disease that everybody gets sooner or later. And the more organic you are, the longer it's put off. You can drench with the same stuff I just talked about, cornmeal juice, hydrogen peroxide mixed with water. Okay. Spray the Garrett juice on the foliage with the hydrogen peroxide mixed in the Garrett juice and all that. The leaf-footed bugs do some damage, but it's kind of spotty on the plant. It doesn't turn the plant yellow at the bottom and move up. That's a disease.
Oh, okay. And they tend to more get on the fruit, I suppose. Like we occasionally see a little evidence.
The fruit and more terminal growth, yeah, and they do some cosmetic damage, too, to some pretty serious damage. Just continue to do what you're doing. Use a little hand vac and vacuum them up. And if you continue to have problems, get that product that I mentioned from Natural Guard called, well, it's a, I don't know what it's called. It's Natural Guard's spinosad product, but it also has insecticidal soap in the product.
Okay.
Works real well on leaf-footed bugs and other stink bugs.
Okay. So, yeah, we thought they looked like stink bugs. So probably that dark, those brittle brown leaves are probably a fungus then.
Could be, but they could be the leaf-footed bugs stabbing, you know, with their sucking mouth part and causing a dead that spreads. That could be part of it also.
It is amazing that there's a plant on the far left. They're the only one that's large tomatoes. The rest are the small cherry tomatoes or a version of that.
Yeah.
And the tomatoes are still growing in spite of almost lack of leaves entirely.
Oh, yeah, they'll do that. They're tough.
And
they'll keep going. Next year, put on your program, make a note to spray a little garlic pepper tea by itself or mixed with the Garrett juice a little bit earlier as a preventative and see if you can head off some of the stuff you're looking at this year.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
I'm glad that production is doing well. Let's go to Mary in Fort Worth. Hi, Mary.
Hello. Good morning. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
So, anyway, I'll be fast. I bought a Rose of Sharon little, oh, it's about 4.5 foot tall.
Okay, Rose of Sharon, uh-huh.
Yeah, and then, and then I read about it afterwards, but I've always wanted one, and I have my whole front yard's empty, so I'm going to plant it on one end, but it's out in the open right in the sun, and I just read this little blurb in here, and it says that they do better if they're like it shaded, you know, like by the wall.
That's not true, Mary.
No?
They do fine in full sun. You won't have any problem with it at all. Rose of Sharon or Althea is kin to hibiscus, and full sun is no problem for them at all. The only thing that's a problem for them is that they're very susceptible to some root fungal diseases, so they need real good drainage. Don't overwater them. Use your Garrett juice and cornmeal, you know, the normal things that we recommend, and it'll bloom like crazy for you all summer.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to plant it in a day or so, and when do I use Garrett juice?
Anytime you want to. You can use it as a foliar feeding liquid, or you can use it as a drench in the root system.
Okay, but not when I plant it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, use a mild application of it as a root stimulator when you plant the plant.
Okay, because I do have some. And then real fast question. Someone gave me this little, because I said my front yard, I lost everything, my trees, but it's been a year. And they gave me this little chinkapin
oaks are great.
Yeah.
Mary, I got to go. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. I talked to Mary off the air a little bit there on a couple things I thought I better pass along to everybody. She had some small trees of the chinkapin oak, real small, and she wondered if it'd be best to hold it and plant in the fall or plant now. My philosophy on planting, for the most part, no matter what the size of the plant is it's better to get it in the ground. The plant will be in less stress and have less problems in the ground than in a pot where the roots are going to hit the wall and start circling, and it's difficult to keep the moisture just right and all that kind of thing. The only negative about going ahead and planting a small plant, and I've done this, I've planted real small Persian ironwood, and I've got a tree of tule came from the tree in Oaxaca that's obviously a big deal for me, that's very small. And when I plant those small trees like that out in the garden, I was telling Mary this, you want to protect them with something. And what works is that's easy is a real strong tomato cage. Just put a tomato cage around so you keep the lawnmowers and the people off of the little tree more than anything. And then once it gets some size, you can take that away. But as far as the health of the plant, it's better to go ahead and get them in the ground as soon as you can. She also asked me if it was okay to put jalapeno peppers in the compost pile. And not only is it the answer yes, they'd be an excellent ingredient. Basically, anything, not basically, literally, anything that was once alive can and should go in the compost pile. And that includes manure, the dead bodies of animals, you know, plants of all kind, food from the kitchen. People will sometimes say, don't put greasy food and salty food in the compost pile. Well, I tell you that if you shouldn't put that stuff in the compost pile, you sure shouldn't have been eating it in the first place. So anything that was once alive goes in the compost pile. And mix it with a lot of, if it's meat and those kind of things, and you mix it with the brown and the green leaves, you'd have a mixture of all stuff, just like happens in the forest and on the prairie. Same philosophy. Here's Dan in Rowlett, Texas. Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I just wanted to give a little more information from one of your callers last week, plus Garlic Mike, as far as people being able to order things on the internet and have them shipped to a particular store. With True Value, we have a ship to store program that somebody orders something online and it's shipped to our store. They don't pay freight.
That's cool. Yeah.
And also, you know, that program, I've used it with Home Depot. I've used it with Walmart. I'm assuming Ace Hardware probably has the same program.
So you go to Ace or your place or whatever, and you order and mail order, and it's shipped to the store, and then you pick it, the customer picks it up there.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
TrueValue.com for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate the
tip.
And
something else I wanted to add as far as another tool for people that are not in areas that have a lot of organic choices. One of our vendors, AG Organics, Avant Garde Organics, does have a retail side.
Okay, well, I don't really want to get into plugging people like that, but Dan, I appreciate you giving people the tip on how to order it and pick it up locally. Thanks for calling. Let's go to, who's next? Jim in Colorado. Is that Laughlin, Colorado?
Loveland,
Colorado. What can I do for you?
Well, a couple questions. Want your input. I've gardened for about 6 years or so, and I've been the only pests I've ever had are flea beetles. And I'm just curious. You know, I follow your program. I haven't done anything to attack, and I'm just curious what your thoughts are on those guys.
Flea beetles are tough, Lee. They're one of the pests that most gardeners and even organic gardeners get frustrated with because they do a lot of damage in a hurry. They'll eat little holes all in the leaves, as you know. There are quite a number of different flea beetles. Some are as big as ladybugs, and some are real tiny, almost like, look like black specks of manure
that's what I have, are the small ones, the real small.
So what you need to do, you kind of have to pull out the heavy artillery as far as pest control on these things. I get good results long-term with garlic as a repellent, for one thing. So the garlic pepper tea, like we recommend kind of across the board as a preventative early on, is really good. But also, if you make garlic pepper tea and the solids that you screen out of the liquid, if you work it into the soil around the plants, or just buy dry granulated garlic from one of the big grocery stores and put it out, it helps repel mosquitoes and other things, as well as help with the flea beetles on the plant, because garlic is systemic and it moves throughout the plant. You know, the leaf miners are kind of hard to control too, and the garlic really helps a lot with them. And then the final thing I would recommend is giving a try that spinosad product that has soap in it.
Yeah, I've got both. I'm going to do that. I'll make my own.
But it's one of the more troublesome of the insects in the garden. It's no question about it. That and the spotted cucumber beetle in the past. And I think that that would be worth a try too, come to think of it, Lee, is, or Jim, is to try the yellow sticky traps and see if they work as well on the flea beetles as on the spotted cucumber beetle. It might work.
Well, my follow-up question to you is that, you know, they really devastated my nightshades in the past. And, you know, it was like, oh, gosh, the end of April or early May, you had a caller recommend a doctor by the name of Gundry.
Yes.
And his work on plant lectins and how it impacts gut health and overall health.
Right.
And so I stepped away from nightshades. I've got an autoimmune problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just curious if you looked at that at all, what your thoughts are, because I know those are areas that you have an interest in.
Very much so, and it's just one thing. So many things kind of came at me at one time. I have not read his stuff specifically, but I know in general what it's about, you know, the grains and the nightshades and all that kind of thing. But I will definitely do that. The book I was reading yesterday, I was smart enough to leave it out by the chair by the pool and go inside and not, you know, I had believed the weather guessers saying that it wasn't going to rain, and of course it did, and ruined my book. So I need something new to read anyway.
Okay. Well, I'll be interested to see what you find with it.
Check it out.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Let's see. Yeah, Dr. Gundry is who he was talking about. I don't have those books yet. I need to get those. I've got to go buy the book. That was the other part. The book that I allowed to be ruined wasn't even my book. It was a loaner. That's why Stanley Marcus, I think, never loaned books, never got them back, and people did silly things like I just did. Here's Pat in League City. Hey, Pat.
Hi, good morning, Garrett. How are you?
Doing good.
I just moved into a new house about 6 months ago, and I noticed the roots were exposed, and they're traveling under towards the house, the two oak trees I've got. And I wanted to remove the oak trees, but I decided to use a chainsaw and cut off the roots at the edge of the sidewalk before they reach. Well, I'm assuming they already reached under the house. And now I notice they've got a web around the whole tree growing on the bark. What's that?
Could be one of two things. There's a spider that kind of showed up in the Texas area a few years ago, and I forget the technical name of the spider, but it'll cover complete big areas of plants. It's basically beneficial. The spiders eat pest insects, but too much of that web covering the foliage can do some damage to photosynthesis. So what you do is you just pull it down with rakes and bamboo poles and things like that. But I wouldn't worry about spraying it and trying to kill the spiders. The other thing that it could possibly be, is this on the bark or is it on the foliage?
It's on the bark.
On the bark. Well, the bark, look at our Texas bug book. There's a bark, what is it called? It's not a bark aphid, but a bark mite, a bark, I'm drawing a blank on the common name. But anyway, it's basically a beneficial insect that sets up a web situation on the bark. And if that's it, and we've got a pretty good picture in the Texas Bug Book, it's also on the website on dirtdoctor.com. If it's that, you don't need to worry about it at all. It's totally beneficial.
Yeah, because it covered the entire bark and all the branches.
Yeah.
Not the leaf, but the branch. Now, it had nothing to do with me trying to cut off the roots, correct?
No, nothing at all. In fact, it's beneficial if it's what I'm thinking about. Look in my bug book, or look on the look in the insect part. That's one reason I need to do a new entry, for a newsletter, and a new entry related to that newsletter about insects, so that all the insects are grouped together, so you can just look through a list, and when you find one that looks similar to what you're talking about, it'll be easy to identify it. I'll try to do that as quickly as I can. Cutting the roots is fine. You didn't need to do it, probably. The best root barrier for a tree is the foundation of the house. Roots go over and hit the foundation and turn and go sideways. They rarely ever dip down, go under, and become a problem. If you cut them off, that's fine. If you didn't do too many roots, you probably didn't hurt the tree too much, and they'll grow back. But don't get too concerned that that there's roots growing, you know, in the vicinity of the house. That happens to literally multi-millions of houses all over the world all the time without any damage at all.
And why do they, you know, show up? Why do they raise above the ground? What's the purpose?
Well, sometimes it's just the genetics of the plant. They'll tend to grow shallowly like that. It's actually not a bad thing from the standpoint of the horticulture of the tree, having them up shallow. Most roots of a tree are in the top foot to 18 inches of soil, and some of them, when they started out a little shallow because the water, there was too much watering and they were trying to get up to some air, they'll just, if they started there, they'll develop there. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is a great product. It's specifically blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supply major nutrients and trace minerals for a strong, healthy soil and mouth-watering vegetables. Of course, these products are safe for people and pets. You can visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. These products are sold all across the country. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a three-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Lee. What's up, Lee?
I've got some large red ants in a bathroom. And they look like carpenter ants. They're not small, little, tiny ants. And I've tried the Arm & Hammer laundry detergent, and they don't, I mean, they crawl over it, and it's doing nothing. And I was curious if a couple of ounces of orange oil in a gallon of water would do, or do I need a spinosad product with that?
No, orange oil, if they are carpenter ants, is very effective. The baking soda and sugar thing is actually for roaches, not for ants, setting up a bait with it. But
what's the formula then for the ants? I mean, for the roaches are you talking about the Arm & Hammer washing soda or the detergent?
Yeah, the detergent. Arm & Hammer detergent mixed together 50-50 with sugar, put into bait stations, lids, or something like that, and put around so the pets can't get into it and all that, attracts and kills roaches very, very well. It'd be better to work with a professional pest control company that uses non-toxic stuff, but if you're going to do it yourself, that works well. The orange oil is what I'd recommend if it's carpenter ants. It not only will kill them, but it repels them very, very well, too. For some reason, that kind of ant really hates orange oil.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, listen, thank you so much, Howard. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
By the way, I was talking to Pat off the air, and we were drawing a blank on what the additional thing we were talking about was. I'll come up with it in a minute. And I'll go back to it. Let me catch up here now. Betty in Corsicana next up. Hey, Betty.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to let you know there was a lady that called last week, and she couldn't find any organic products in Corsicana or Nevada County. Smith General Store in Corsicana carries them. They have your dried molasses and a lot of the lava sand and quite a few other items.
Well, good.
But today, if she walks into HEB, she can get the Medina products.
Yeah, HEB, I guess HEB has handled Medina and or Ladybug products in their stores for a long time, haven't they?
They have, and you can get your orange oil there. right now if somebody needs it.
H-E-B or Smith General, either one.
General Store.
All right, good. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. I know what Pat and I were talking about. Pat and his wife were having an argument, and the argument was that his wife has listened to me maybe more closely than Pat, and the argument was Pat wanted to catch the clippings when mowing the lawn, and his wife did not, who's right, and of course Pat's wife was the right one. You never want to catch your clippings, especially in the South down here. Leave it on the ground, the turf. That is 25% of your fertility. It saves you money, builds the organic matter, builds the biological activity in the soil. There's nothing but good about it. Unless you're out of town for a month or two and you have it too tall, that would be the only time to ever use the bag catcher. And I don't even like people in the South to have a bag catcher. I usually tell them to get rid of it. My friends, some of my listeners up north in Chicago and various places that have fescue and rye, it's a little different situation because if you, for whatever reason, the weather or you're out of town or whatever, and you miss several weeks of mowing, you have to, you know, use a sickle almost to get through the tall, cool season grasses. And in that case, a bag catcher probably is in order. Just put it somewhere where you don't use it very often. No matter what turf you have, you want to leave the clippings on the ground. Tommy in Meridian, Texas. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, good morning. First-time caller.
Well, thanks.
Earlier today, you mentioned a couple of trees, a rusty brackhaw and a Mexican plum.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of my favorite native Texas trees.
Good.
And that Mexican plum has got to be the, when it blooms, it's got to be the best smell in the whole wide world.
Isn't it nice? It really is fragrant. It's not overpowering. It's just very, very pleasant.
Yeah, you can drive by and down the highway and smell it out in the pastures.
Yeah, it's good for attracting beneficial insects, pollinators to the garden and all that kind of thing. The only negative about it is it doesn't last long enough.
No, it don't. But I had one question.
Okay.
You also mentioned that corn gluten oil. What is it? Where do you get it and how to use it?
Well, corn gluten meal, Tommy, is a byproduct of making ethanol and corn product, various kind of corn products. It's kicked off. It's the protein part of cornmeal, and it's kicked off as a byproduct. And people used to just feed animals with it, and they finally figured out Iowa State stumbled into the fact that it functioned as a natural pre-emergent fertilizer. It'll control crabgrass and other broadleaf weeds and some other things, and it's a great natural fertilizer and a pre-emergent herbicide. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run. That's the end for today. If people need a question answered during the week, just go to my website, dirtdoctor.com. If it's not there, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. You can join the Organic Club of America there, learn about our online course, and sign up for the free newsletter. Really enjoyed being with you today. Thanks a bunch. Until I see you again, go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens. I'll see you in a week.